This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to work on your plans for the hour, for the day, maybe for the weekend, because we're about to get into another weekend. The first weekend of March is upon us. It's Friday the 5th of March, 10 days away from the Ides of March. Ladies, you can get all worked up about that. The ladies are in order of, let's see, so we do this by age. Yeah, Jennifer's the oldest. You're never supposed to tell a woman's age, so I won't tell you how old Jennifer is. Victoria Keelan, I'm not sure I even know how old you are. I know you're younger.
Do the age thing, because I don't really like the ranking thing. How about we just go with DJV? Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jen.
Well, we're going in that order. It just happens that that's the way it works. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, here at the ready. The situation with some states and masks as COVID continues to be the lead, if you will, where we go with all the information. If you've had a vaccine, that was my story this week anyway. I had a vaccine. I had a shot, the Pfizer. Didn't have any reaction to it. And there are people who say, well, that means you don't have any immune system. You've got to be close to it. It's maybe the end for you. And other people say, well, you've got a pretty good system here. We'll see how it works out over the next couple of weeks, time for the next shot. But have you had your shot? That's the question. Have you had your shot? Have you had the opportunity? Are you happy with the system? Or are you kind of feel frozen out, in a manner of speaking? Thought it was interesting that a lot of the hubbub today, last couple of days, has been about masks and whether or not you're required to wear a mask going into stores, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I suppose if we use Texas as a model for this discussion, Mississippi maybe too, Kroger, the big food chain, says they're going to require you, if you're down there, to wear masks in their stores. Let's see, who else is in on this? Some of the big box stores, I guess. It's up to the stores, though. It's not up to the state now. Is that right? The president says, if you don't require masks, you're making a big mistake. And I think there's something to that, but wouldn't it be nice if we could just convince people that it was the right thing to do, not something you must do, but something that makes sense?
Removing the mandate doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to wear a mask if you still want to, and probably the responsible thing to do. It just means the government's not going to come for you if you don't. And, you know, I read something the other day that I think I thought it was so telling. Just a one-line thing. It's not the government's responsibility to prevent you from getting sick. It's the government's responsibility to protect your freedoms. And I thought, something to do with that, with the mask mandate. I think that's a really good thing to ponder.
Also the government's job to protect you from other people harming you.
Mm,
I mean, that's why we live in a civilized society.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe there's something
to
that.
That's why we have laws. I mean, that's why we have police, right?
You know, I remember walking into...
And I'm not saying I think police need to be giving tickets to people who don't wear masks. I don't think that's a good use of their time. But I understand that, like, people making that freedom argument, that's a double-sided coin.
The message when you go into Slotsky's Deli, they have them on the East Coast and the West Coast. I don't think there are too many in the Midwest. But I can remember the first time I went into one. It was in L.A. And the sign on the door said, no shirt, no shoes, no Slotsky's. And so now there are stores like Macy's, Starbucks, Target. They are putting up signs that say, basically, you have to wear a mask if you're coming in here, i.e., no mask, no service. So I thought that the requirement it ought to be up to. Best Buy is also not changing their policy. I'm looking at some of the retailers that are around, and I'm talking mostly about these areas, although I think some other states. What's the requirement, Jay, where you are? Down in Nashville, what are most of the stores? Is there any change of the policy that you've seen there?
No, most stores are requiring masks in. Yeah, in Davidson County, where Nashville is, most stores are requiring that you still have to use masks, and they still have those stickers on the ground to make sure everyone's keeping a certain distance apart.
Yeah. All right, so it's interesting. Remember before the Super Bowl, people said, this is going to be a super spreader. Look out. Wow, it'll be hard. And it wasn't, apparently. And there have been other people that have been looking into some of these big events, and they apparently were not COVID super spreaders. That was the results of the study in Tampa. So I wonder if we can, with some degree of security, feel good about going to concerts, going to the movies, being in places. What was the rule at the Super Bowl as far as distancing and masks? Everybody had to wear a mask, right?
I don't think there was. No, there was no rule.
There was no rule?
It was too early. Well, because it was the beginning of February.
This most recent one.
I'm talking about the most recent one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
There were plenty. I mean, the videos showing people partying, no one was wearing a mask. Everyone was outside, so that was mitigating.
But it didn't turn out to be a big event, though.
Yeah, and I think the rule on at least what I saw on TV this year is that it was a 25% capacity. So there's a lot of people that were spread around.
Yeah.
The people that I saw in the stands had the mask
in the stands.
And if it's if it's outdoors and if people are following the rules, we're doing what the officials are telling us to live our life like. So I can't imagine why it wouldn't work. And that's what a lot of states are now trying to figure out what to do with the baseball season, because baseball is going to start up in April. They're already in spring training. Do they bring fans back to the stadiums? And even in California now, well, the governor's facing a recall, so that may be something to do with it. But now they're figuring out ways that they can make that happen. So I don't know if we follow.
It's the same thing with reopened. It's kind of weird looking at the Ranger. I saw a Ranger game the other night, and it was pretty empty, but, you know, little clusters of fans who were sitting together, and everyone has to wear a mask. But it's
in Boston,
and that's indoors.
I wouldn't feel bad about an outdoor stadium at all. Indoor, I might go, it's kind of weird, but outdoor, who cares?
Outdoor.
I think it'd be fine.
In Boston, the Fenway Park facilities have been used for giving people vaccinations. They stopped that yesterday in preparation for getting the field ready for the first game of the season, which, by the way, is a month away. How about that? You like that idea, boys and girls? Have at it. The baseball. This is the only sport I really get excited about. It's kind of cool that we're a month away from the beginning of the baseball season. By the way,
now,
Starbucks.
Are the Red Sox back in the major leagues, or are they still playing in the minors?
Like he even watches
Hello?
The games.
Oh, come on.
This fandom. Oh, please.
All right. Starbucks, in the statement, said they will continue to make decisions rooted in facts and science. So who provides you, ladies and gentlemen, with the facts and the science? That's also one of the big questions. So speaking of facts and science, there are four ways that have been promoted to disinfect the steps that can, you know, kind of give you the feeling of security, maybe safely let go of some of the things. There are a number of items. So what are you supposed to do? You should disinfect high-touch surfaces. What, the kitchen, bathroom?
Doorknobs, especially.
Doorknobs.
And yeah, the kitchen and bathroom and doorknobs are probably the things that get the, and toilets, those are the things that get the most wear and tear in typical homes, yeah.
Right, okay. Let's see here. Routine hand washing. We've been doing that. I've been actually paying more attention. Good hot water. While I was on the planes this weekend, I made sure there's always a soap thing in there. And turn.
Don't
can make,
you like avoid the bathroom on a plane? Because that's the like that's the dirtiest place.
How do you not? How do you
go
avoid
before
if you,
you
take
go?
A pee?
It's like taking a
if
road
I'm
trip.
Taking a 6-hour ride. I can't. You may be able to hold her for 6 hours. I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to either, but I'm with you, Victor. I tried so hard. On the flights I took to Grand Junction, there was one flight where I'm like, am I going to do this? Or am I going to just try to hold off? Am I going to do it? Am I going to hold off? Am I going to do it?
They'll crow about how wonderfully well in the announcements at the beginning of the flight. We're doing a great job, but their planes are cleaner than ever.
Well, you can't have them come up and say, you know what, our security practice, a little bit mediocre. So take
it. Well, every one of those flight attendant tell-alls, the grossest thing to me is when two things. They always say that they get skeeved out when people order coffee or tea because that hot water is the same water from the sink in the bathroom and the toilet. It's all from the same tank.
And it's never cleaned.
And no, it's disgusting. Machine, that's why you see flight attendants always holding their own Starbucks coffee. They don't drink the coffee or the tea on the plane. So
they don't eat
everyone,
the food on the plane either.
No. Well,
yeah,
that's
they're like
gross.
Only eat and consume things that are prepackaged.
Yeah. So don't drink the coffee or the tea. And then the bathroom, this all the flight attendants say this. You know how, like, every time you walk into an airplane bathroom, like, there's water on the floor? It's not water.
Not
That's
water.
What all the flight attendants say. That's and how
I,
gross
I
it
remember
is.
I walked out of the bathroom.
And so people who go into the bathroom, right, I've seen people go in without shoes on. You're literally soaking up
gross.
Urine on your socks.
Gross. I said to the bathroom that I used coming back was so dirty. The people that go in it peeing on, I mean, they're just crude, gross. They don't flush the toilet. What the hell makes you such a pig that you, you know, you don't have any consideration of other people? And this is sitting in the front of the plane. You know,
to be fair, flushing the toilet on a plane is very scary. If you're a small person, I would be worried about getting sucked down.
Okay, Jennifer. Let's see. What else are you supposed to do? You're supposed to keep disinfecting sick people's laundry. That makes sense. Disinfect your face mask. I just throw them away and put on a new one. I wash the Eastley Farm mask, the cow mask. But otherwise, if I'm wearing a regular one, I just use it once and toss it. Let's see.
If you use those disposable blue medical masks, make sure you snip those ties on the side because they're getting tangled up, in sea animals and sea life. It's disgusting.
Oh.
It's the new, and something people don't think of. It's, well, because that's where trash ends up.
That starts a whole different discussion about what we're really doing and thinking about. If you're talking about the environment and all these phony baloney
people. I live at the beach. All I do is look at
They should be burning all the rubbish. Burn it. Burn it. Anyway, the other thing is close the toilet. You should be always doing that. Never leave the toilet.
Sure.
So these are the things that you don't have to do anymore. Let's see. You don't have to let your groceries sit for a couple of days. You don't have to disinfect them. Let's see. You let your clothes. That's what you were supposed to let your clothes sit for a while, right?
You don't
before
have
you
to
rewear
do
them. I do that. But disinfecting the floors, I would think you'd still want to do that, even though the government says you don't have to. I always have to follow the government's rules.
The disinfecting the floors thing came because there was a study. I think it was in China, where they tested the booties of the doctors who were working in COVID units, and the virus was all stuck to the bottom of their, you know, surgical booties that they wear over their shoes, those little disposable things. So that's where the disinfecting the floors thing came from, was from that study. But you don't have to do that because it doesn't live on surfaces the way that we thought it did in the beginning.
Send your complaints to Victoria about, she's talking about booties. Please, conversation there. 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. If you are taking care of your body, doing exercising, losing weight with Calitrin, all that great stuff, are you taking care of your brain? Boy, I have certainly found this to be a focus of my life in the last 6 months or so, and it ought to be a focus of yours. Listen, we're all getting a little bit older here. And as you get a little bit older, you'll notice a little bit more. I was talking about that TV show that I watched on the plane, The Kominsky Method, with Michael Douglas, Alan Arkin, and a very good cast. And it's all about getting older, men getting older. And there are a lot of jokes in there about men and what goes on with them, but they're pretty accurate, pretty true, pretty relevant. And so as your brain ages, you want to keep it healthy. And the best way to do it is with a natural health supplement, Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. You can improve, if you're noticing a few holes in your thought pattern, you can improve that. The short-term memory things, age-related cognitive impairments, all that stuff improves with the use daily of Prevagen. So you want a healthier brain, don't you? You want a better life? Of course you do. So let's get into the daily routine of taking Prevagen. Add it as soon as you can get it, and you can get it online. Prevagen.com. You can get it in most of the health food stores. Matter of fact, you can get it most everywhere. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah.
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now.
Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour, trending time on the DJV program. Jay's going to go through the items of interest that you seem to be showing a lot of, you respond to things that you feel are hot-button issues. I know that. So we got a few of them to go through in just a moment here.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving the base on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equals a letter license in all 50 states and NLS Consumer Access.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get out of here, Jay. Jay Kirshney. Yeah. So, the Cherokee name for the Jeeps is back in the focus. What's going on?
So, Jeep says they are open to considering dropping the Cherokee name after the chief that called it disrespectful, the CEO of Stellantis, had originally said, no, we chose these names carefully. We're doing so in honor. The chief's statement was saying this is a day and age where it's time for both corporations and team sports. They need to retire the use of these names and the imagery of Native Americans. And Stellantis is like, okay, you know what? Let's actually have more of this conversation. We are open to seeing if, you know what, maybe we stand by our decision
what
to
change
it, or we're going to go ahead and... I think just further conversation, because before when they were staunchly saying, no, we are not changing it, we are standing by this, but we are open to having conversations, some of those conversations are happening.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. You can't learn unless you have a conversation.
Exactly.
Someone says they're
and
hurt by something.
That's the problem with cancel culture, with just like, okay, no, you know what? Nothing. Like, we don't want to
no
do this anymore. There's no conversation, and then there's no growth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't have a disagreement with that. I just have a disagreement with everybody running for cover when somebody brings
up something
really
like cares,
this.
Though? Who's, honestly, if the Cherokee Nation is offended by it, what white person really cares that much? Who's that tied to the name of their car? Honestly?
I don't really care.
I don't care.
Because I don't drive those cars. But the idea of everything changing
well,
because somebody is offended.
Well,
Okay, you know, but what's if the person what's that it's named model, after finds
okay,
it offensive.
What's the name? What's the model name of the car you drive?
Equinox.
Equinox, okay. That's going to offend people who want to watch
care.
The sun.
Hey, I don't okay. care. Then change the name of the car. I don't have a horse in this race. I don't care.
Jennifer, what's the name of the model?
Not being offended by things that people are... I feel like there's so much offense of what other people are or not offended by.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but
so
at some point this
somebody's
going to
be offended by the F-250. F means something that's really bad.
Right.
Don't go, right, F yourself. Right. So
I think
that's
trivializing
that on the
what,
truck.
What the negative names of certain
but
things
I don't
have
think,
been.
I guess that's the argument, is naming something after somebody negative, because I think it's positive. I would never name my child after something I hate or don't respect. I would name my child after someone that I do
But the
respect,
money that they're making from using that name, is that being donated to the culture that they're...
I'm not worried about it because American Indians do not pay taxes. So why would I worry about that?
Do you know who owns? Do you know who owns? Hold on a second. Do you know who owns most of the casinos and cannabis operations in Colorado? Take a guess.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, there you go. So we're not going to have it. The problem is that the chiefs and the people that run the tribes keep all the money, and the people who
it
are down...
It does not go to the people of the tribes at all.
No,
people are kidding themselves.
Goes,
they
yeah.
But it's the, same, it's the head of the tribe who's complaining about the Jeep. It's
yeah. Just, all right. Anyway, let's see. Joe Exotic is writing a book. All right.
A tell-all book, because apparently we didn't already catch everything on Tiger King.
Really? Is that true? That's a chick.
He's asking for a new trial, too. Relawyering up.
All right. That's magnificent. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top 1 minute tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Major earthquakes have been popping off around New Zealand. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake.
The 8.1 quake just missed being the strongest ever in the area. Going back to the 1885, the Wairarapa measured 8.2. 14 games are scheduled as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, with a couple of games Friday night. The Diamondbacks versus the Reds and the Giants versus the Padres both start in the 8 o'clock hour Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's clarify what's going on today, shall we? It is our job here on the DJV program to get to the heart of the matter, whatever it is, whether it's very, I guess it depends on your own set of circumstances. What do you think is important? A lot of people think the COVID thing is the most important thing happening around. Some people think the political realities are the most important thing. Some people think that Joe Exotic is the most important thing that there is in the world.
That's what he thinks, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure that that's the case. So, anyway, what do we have that the Joe Exotic thing, well, you were talking about it off the air. He got how many years for doing what?
I think he got 20 or 22 years. I can't remember. But
that sounds right.
It was not only for attempting to kill Carol Baskin by giving somebody like $4 to go off.
It was so pathetic. Some undercover cop really was like, yeah, this guy has $4 and he wants to kill Carol Baskin.
Took the money and he ran. Yeah. And so it wasn't just that. It was also some animal charges because there were a lot of atrocities being committed on his tiger ranch or whatever the heck he had.
What did he call
reserve.
It? He didn't call it a zoo, did he? Right? He called it something
reserve.
Else.
It was like a reserve or something like that. But, you know, the thing that bothers me about that is that Carol Baskin's living the life and has gone on to, like, dance with the stars.
Yep.
Come on. She's just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Except so how did he get really turned around that? How did he get to be the bad guy?
That's a great question.
All right, speaking of how did he get to be the bad guy, Andrew Cuomo said that he would not resign, even though he's embarrassed about the sexual harassment allegations against him. So is it the Me Too movement that's behind this? His lawyers have advised him not to talk about it, but how does he not talk about it? He's the governor of New York. Every question he's going to get now is not going to be about COVID. It's going to be, hey, man, what'd you do with this woman? Or what's the story with that woman?
Well, and it's too bad because the real scandal for him is the nursing home scandal. There's a new story that's out, I think, in the Wall Street Journal today. And in it, it talks about, it provides direct evidence that when he was supposed to turn information over to the Department of Justice, he told his office not to do it. He told his office to withhold that. And it irks me because this week he gave his resignation, or not his resignation speech. Many people were thinking he was going to resign. And so he came forward and he said, well, I'm going to have a big press conference because he'd been hiding out for a week. And he comes out there with his canned crying that he pretends to cry and say he's embarrassed. And that's great. But where was that same set of emotion for victims? He didn't even pretend to want to answer their questions. The thousands of families who were affected by losing a loved one in a nursing home. I didn't hear that same kind of choked up voice that Andrew Cuomo is now presenting to people. And I think the problem for him is that in his state, he doesn't have anybody right now defending him, because the dirty secret is, I think it's actually, I think Republicans are more apt to defend him than anybody else right now in his state, because it seems that the far left of his party never really liked him to begin with, but they saw him as a useful, they saw him as a useful tool against Donald Trump. And this is what sickens me about all of this stuff with COVID, is that people were so blinded by their hatred for Donald Trump that I really pin the deaths of a lot of people on them, because they could have allowed doctors to use hydroxychloroquine to treat patients in nursing homes.
I'm with you on this one.
I believe that Andrew Cuomo was a useful idiot for these people. They saw him as a way to go up against Trump to get the orange man out of office. And so they let him go. They let him slide. And now they're using any scandal they can to try to get him out. And they're happily calling for his resignation right now. So I don't
know. That's true.
I don't think he's going to resign.
He won't, because he's way too stubborn. Nah. But he's on a power trip. But that is true.
He's a hard-headed Italian. Come on.
Okay, well, I don't really like stereotyping groups like that.
Sorry, but that's what he is. Go ahead, excuse me.
Okay. On the nursing home thing, he completely screwed that up, and he has a lot to answer for. His deputy, whatever she is, Melissa DeRosa, she's in a lot of hot water, because I think she had a lot more to do with it than anybody even knows yet. She's the one who came out and is under oath and said, well, you know, we didn't want to help Trump, or some stupid thing that she said. But so she's, I think her career is totally over too. I don't know how much of it she did without his permission. That's really, I think, what the investigation is going to come down to. How much did he actually make a direct order? You know, Chris Christie, we know he shut down the George Washington Bridge. He skated and ended up blaming two other people as patsies. Maybe the Cuomo thing's going to go that way.
Politics.
I think, in some ways, I think more than that, the image of Chris Christie sitting on a beach while everything was shut down, I think that damaged him politically. I mean, he has a career on ABC, but I don't think politically people are going to reelect him ever again to office. And he's tried to run. He tried to run for president, and he was a great debater. He could have been a great candidate for Republicans 10 years before that scandal rocked him. So I think that did ruin him politically.
I think
Andrew Cuomo's got the same thing to be ruined with.
Let's take another circumstance here. The Pentagon says that Ronnie Jackson was a harasser, and he drank on the job. This was the White House physician.
I don't quite understand. If it's true, if you guys remember, when he was the White House physician, people tried to discredit him with this same story, but it didn't really go anywhere. And now it's kind of reared its head again.
But he's not there anymore, so why does it make a difference, right?
He's in Congress.
Well, he's a congressman now.
Oh, he's a congressman.
Yeah,
he won his seat
in Congress.
Well, the thing that's kind of
damning. They used to call him Dr. Ambien or Dr. Prescription Pad or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Pat.
But you know what the thing is, though? I didn't know anything about him, but I remember seeing him during some press conferences. And I remember saying to Lewis, I was like, this guy's a doctor? And we were watching. And I said, I've never seen a doctor more strung out looking. I mean, the guy, he was pale and pasty. He was sweating. He looked like he was on something.
So
his eyes were all bugging out.
How did he get to be a rear admiral?
I don't know. But well, I think the sad thing is, I think this guy has he's got a substance abuse problem.
Well, he apparently
worked under all the administrations. You can't even make it bipartisan.
Obama, Bush.
Yeah, Obama was the one who ultimately gave him that big push. So he must have.
But he apparently belittled members of the staff, bullied them, humiliated them.
This is new. That's new stuff that I don't think we had heard about
before. Fostered a negative work environment by failing to treat subordinates with dignity and respect.
I think there were like 73 people who testified against him.
So can you throw a guy out of office? For stuff like that, can he get removed? Is there
how does it work?
I can't remember how it works for Congress. But you know, the truth is, with Congress, you're elected every 2 years, so you have it would take that long to try to remove you from office.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. This is Dateline Los Angeles. Today's L.A. Times has the story of the Continental Funeral Home. It used to be a funeral home. Now. What they do is stack it up with bodies. It's across the street from a 7-Eleven. I know exactly where it is. Jennifer, you probably do, too. They have 62 bodies in caskets in this mortuary at the moment, awaiting, some of them are awaiting makeup. Let's see here. 18 of 7 are wrapped in white and pink sheets, and they're sitting on seats or stretchers. 18 are in closed coffins, where the pews in the chapel used to be. 31 are on shelves and racks in the back wall. So 62 altogether. Let's see, in the hallway behind the chapel, they've got some out in trailers outside.
Is this
they
because
have some.
California can't have funerals?
I think that's part of it.
You can. Yeah. You can. Yeah. I don't really understand it.
Or maybe the families can't afford to.
This is a cheap local funeral home, and so everybody goes there that hasn't got any money.
Well,
they've been overwhelmed by their.
I hate to say it, but when families can't feed themselves, putting grandma to rest.
Most of them are Mexicans too, by the way. Most of them in there are Mexican Americans, Mexicans that have come over the border.
This is happening in a lot of funeral homes in New York too. People can't afford funerals are expensive. Like the cheapest one, they're thousands of dollars, and people just can't afford it. And it's not a priority. I hate to say it, but for a lot of people, they're making the choice. It's just not a priority. So the bodies are remaining either in morgues somewhere. There's still makeshift morgues and trailers in New York. I'm assuming California overflow probably has the same thing. A lot of states that were really heavy hit, and especially in densely populated, poorer areas, they just can't afford to proceed with the funerals.
Right. Planning a trip to space, are you? There's good news for the people who want to go to outer space as to where you're going to stay. That's coming up 43 after the hour. Getting healthy. What is the old expression about being healthy, wealthy, and wise? I don't know about it. You're on your own on the wealth department, but I can help you get healthy the right way, too, the correct way. This is an absolute. People don't want to have bad stuff in their bodies, and I don't think most people, if they think about it, put bad stuff in their bodies. I think they just sometimes people do what's habitual, go to places of fatty food and things that taste good, but if they're really sort of tuned into what is going on, they eat better foods. But in the meantime, a lot of people are overweight. We can see that every day. What is it, 70% of the people in this country are overweight in some measurement or another? So if you want to deal with this on a very personal level, on your level, you and your family can greatly benefit. Well, no matter whether you're on, sort of your own diet, maybe you're cooking better, you're eating protein and eggs and veggies and that's it. Okay, that's cool. But you still have the extra weight. You got to get it off. And you'd like some help probably, right? You'd like to feel good about a particular product. And that's where Calitrin comes in. Feel good, be healthy. Within the first 40, 45 days, you'll notice, this is not overnight, by the way. This is not like having an operation, cut the fat out, and that's it. No, this takes time because it's easier and better for your body not to lose the weight too quickly so that it adjusts. You want to keep that healthy quotient. So do what millions of others have done. Go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Maybe you can talk to a counselor there about what is recommended for you in your particular circumstance. But Calitrin always works. Calitrin always helps because it's all natural. It is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it works with weight loss. Also pretty good for getting a good night's sleep. Ladies will attest to that. So check it out. Go to toploss.com, please. and check out using the DJV code. You have to pay for shipping, and you get one for one, the BOGO deal. You can buy any number of the Calitrin, whether it's capsules or liquid, those containers. Yeah, buy 550, whatever you want, and you get an equal number without having to pay for it. Good deal. Great deal. Fabulous deal for those who want to lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, and you're all set. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Follow us on social media to stay up to date with what we're talking about on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Check it out at DJV Show. So this is an out-of-the-world experience, ladies. It's a couple of years away, but by the time we get to the end of this decade, we're going to see the completion of a construction project of the first hotel in outer space. There's a company called Orbital Assembly, 3 years old. They're going to begin building Voyager Station in 2025, and it will be the... who would like to go to this thing?
I would. I saw the renderings. It's really cool.
Cosmic chic, they describe it as cosmic chic.
You just have to get there, though. That's rough.
Well, that's the scariest part.
Yeah, the getting there and the coming back part.
Yeah.
They're going to have, space-themed restaurants like going to Disneyland, health spas, a cinema, gyms, libraries, and concert venues. Yeah, we're going to have the Eagles go up to the space station for concerts. Woo-hoo! It's 10 before the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week from the world of technology that apply to most average users of same. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five is all about a new AI program and what it does with some of the old pictures you got around the house. This looks kind of cool.
This is very cool. I was excited that this was a story that kind of popped through this week that people are excited about. A lot of people, you know, staying at home during quarantine, during the pandemic, doing DIY projects, and a lot of people have also chosen to start doing some genealogy research. So the Ancestry.com, of course, is a popular site, but MyHeritage.com is also a really popular site, and they're the ones who have this new AI program that allows you to have a free account, so you don't have to pay the monthly fee. And you can upload five pictures of your deceased ancestors, and they will animate them using artificial intelligence. And the results are really pretty remarkable. So you can put, you know, your great aunt Tilly that you never, who you never met, you can put her into the system. And all of a sudden, she'll start blinking, she'll smile, she'll move her head slightly, you know, in the black and white photo. It's a little creepy, but it's also really
cool. Like a bobblehead.
Well, no, it's a fully animated, like she'll wink at you or you know, she'll smile. So you can actually kind of see, you know, it brings your ancestor's face to life. So you can kind of see what her, you know, what her expressions may have actually looked like. So it's a really cool thing. And again, for, you know, for the free account, you get five free pictures to upload and then it'll get the AI treatment. So that's on MyHeritage.com. If you want to do the premium account, you can upload way more than that and have your entire family tree be sort of animated, which again is really cool. It's very like Harry Potter. So it's kind of interesting that this became a trending story this week.
Number four, Google's been stirring it up in a number of ways this week. Here's one example.
Yeah, so Google has reported that because of the pandemic and because of, you know, of the symptoms related to COVID, the loss of taste or smell, especially the loss of smell, it's actually called anosmia. That's been one of the most searched terms in the last few weeks or months on Google. And so people are experiencing this side effect, even if they don't necessarily feel sick. The loss of taste or smell, sometimes both, has been something that a lot of people are experiencing. 3% of the U.S. population who are over 40 have anosmia anyway, separate from COVID. And so the study suggests that a majority of the people who get COVID have this anosmia. It's at least 5% have long-term smell loss. So that's why when people recover from COVID, but yet they still can't smell anything, I think that's the reason why we're seeing an influx of the Googling of this term. It's also related to, it can be an early sign of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So if you don't have COVID and you have loss of smell, you may want to get to the doctor and see if that doesn't set you on the path to Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Number three, Twitter labeling some vaccine misinformation. All right, so where do we come down on this one?
So Twitter has announced that they have a new five-strike system if you are tweeting stuff that is misleading about COVID. And so the five-strike system will be for repeat offenders, and eventually it can lead to a permanent suspension from the platform forever. The new labels are similar to what Facebook's already doing with their anti-misinformation banners. It doesn't take down your tweet. It will just slap a label on it saying, here's the correct information. This information has been disproven. And so if you keep doing it or you keep retweeting other people's stuff, you will find yourself in Twitter prison. They're trying to cut down on misinformation about the efficacy of treatments, the misinformation about the prevalence of the virus, the risk of infection or death, misleading affiliations, a lot of people claiming to be doctors or public health officials when they're not, harmful labeled tweets count as one strike, and then if you keep going, you'll be permanently banned.
Wow. All right, number two, we were talking about the new space hotel. This is focus on the Mars rover and what's inside it.
Yeah, so NASA's brand new Perseverance rover has been getting a lot of attention lately, and for great reason. It's really cool to be able to see the rover, you know, live or sort of live on Mars doing its thing. But a lot of people in the tech world kind of were scratching their heads this week when it turns out that the processor in the Perseverance rover is from a 1998 iMac. So we could thank Steve Jobs for creating this 233 megahertz processor from the original Bondi Blue iMac, but it turns out that it's actually a sturdier chip than the modern ones, which would just basically disintegrate with the radiation on Mars, and we know it's a very hostile environment, and it's not just hostile to humans, it's hostile to computer parts, too.
Right. All right. Number one this week is Samsung focus with all the new jobs they're going to have in Austin.
Yep, Samsung wants to build onto their factory in Austin, Texas with 1,800 new jobs, except they're hoping to get 100% tax break on their for 20 years. So we'll see where that goes. It's in negotiations.
All right, that's it. Victoria, Doug, 50.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.